Okay, so tonight's daf is sponsored by Arthur Kirsch on the occasion of the yahrzeit of his father, Avram Yehoshua Herschel ben Aaron Moshe HaLevi, zechonon levracha. All right, so tonight we're on daf Ayin Beis tonight. So let me begin on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, and we'll take it from the top in the Mishnah. So today's daf deals with the idea that, again, the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. If you have a Korban Pesach, it's Docha Shabbos. But if it's not a valid Korban Pesach, it's not Docha Shabbos, then you're Mechalel Shabbos. So today's daf takes up the issue, which is a topic we've had before. It comes up a number of places in Shas about Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. A person thinks, there's different opinions. He thinks he's really doing a mitzvah, but he's not doing a mitzvah. So does he get a patur from being chayav from a korban chatat? That's the overall thrust. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishnah, and then after the Mishnah, I'll take some questions, then we'll get into the Gemara. Okay, so Manitin is on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis 71b in the Mishnah. Okay, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis Manitin Pesach Shchato Shlo Lishmo B'Shabbat. Let's say I have a korban Pesach, and I shecht it Shlo Lishmo. I shecht it. I intend to shecht the korban shlamim. In other words, I know it. The Gemara is going to say we don't know this yet, but the Gemara is going to say that I know it's a korban pesach, but I intend to make it a korban shlamim, and I'm under the misapprehension of fact that I'm allowed to do that. So I have the korban pesach, and then I intend to shecht the korban shlamim. He says b'shabbat l'chayav alav chatat. So that I'm not allowed to do. That I'm chayav chatat. That's a mechal Shabbos for shogeg because I thought I was allowed to do it, but I'm not. Ushar kol zvachim sheshachtan l'shem Pesach. But now conversely, if I have other korbanot that I shecht l'shem Pesach, and the Gemara is going to say that here I think it is a korban Pesach. That's what the Gemara is going to say. I think that the animal is a korban Pesach. Im einan ruyin chayav. If it doesn't fit the bill. In other words, like I've got like a bovine, and I think it's a Korban Pesach. It just doesn't cut it. It's just not reasonable. Where it's a female animal, that doesn't cut it. That I'm chayiv. But v'im ru'uyin hain. But if it's ru'uy, in other words, it's a young sheep or young goat within the first year of life, and I think it's a Korban Pesach, and it's really not, but I think it's a Korban Pesach. So Reb Lezer m'chayiv chatat. Reb Lezer says, tough luck, you're chayiv chatat. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua poter exempts you. That's the case of Toa b'dvar mitzvah, that I reasonably think I'm doing a dvar mitzvah. I shecht the animal, and it looks like a Korban Pesach, and I shecht it l'shem Pesach. And it's going to come out the way Rashi says, there's a little bit of a mitzvah involved with it, because if I shecht other korbanot l'shem Pesach, it's still a good shechita for those animals, although I couldn't offer it as a korban today. We'll see more in the Gemara, okay, just 1 minute. So Amar lo Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer said, and again, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua are bar pluktus throughout Shas. They're the ones that live at the time of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. They are the ones who take out Reb Yerucham and Zakkai from Yerushalayim. They carry him out, you know, in a coffin, and eventually Rabbi Yeshua places Reb Lezer in Cherem, as you may recall. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar lo Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer, and the Chazal teaches Reb Lezer Shemuti, he was a follower of Beit Shammai. Okay, and remember, Reb Lezer never said a halacha he hadn't heard from his Rebbeim, the Gemara in Sukkah learns. So Amar lo, so Reb Lezer is Machayev, he's the tough, he's the one that says you're Chayev HaKatan, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. So Amar lo Reb Lezer, Maima Pesach Shehu Mutar Lishmo. He says that, let's say you had the case of a Korban Pesach. If I do it L'Shem Pesach, then I have a green light. Sheshinat Shmo Chayav. But when I say I'm doing it L'Shem Shlamim, I'm Chayav Korban Chatat. That was the first halach of the Mishnah. That's the Yisod. Zavachim Shena Surin Lishman. So now, the reverse case, I have a korban which I'm not allowed to shek l'shman. I have a korban shlamim, I'm not allowed to shek l'shem shlamim. Shishina shman, in other words, I start off with poison. I start off, the animal is something that I can't. And now I'm mishana the shame to be like ostensibly a Pesach. Enudin shein asurin. Enudin shehei chayav. I'm sorry, I misread. Enudin shehei chayav. Certainly should be chayav. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Imamar to Pesach Shinu B'Dvar Asur. Look, by the Pesach, you're trying to shift it over to something which is prohibited. It was you're trying to do a korban shlamim. He says, Tomar bezvachim, shashinan bezvar mutar. By these other zvachim, you're trying to switch it over to something which is permissible. In other words, so his intention at the time that he does the shechita is for something which is permissible. In other words, he intends it should be a korban pesach, but it's really a korban shlamim, or he thinks it's a korban pesach, but it's really a korban shlamim. But his intention is on the good side. So Amar lo Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Emurei tzibur yochichu. Now here, the word emurim is used not in the typical fashion here. Emurim are typically those parts of the korba of the animal that are burnt on the mizbeach. And emurim is from the word amur, in other words, that which is stated. So here emurei tzibur means the korbanot tzibur, in other words, the korbanot tzibur that are offered on Shabbat. So emurei tzibur yochichu, the korbanot Shabbat will prove it, shein mutar lishman, it's mutar, when you do lishman, I check like the korban tamid or the korban musaf, that's permissible on Shabbat. Vashochi lishman chayav. But if a person takes a different animal, a different korban, and says I'm shechti l'shem, you know, the musaf or the korban tamid, he's chayav. Amarlo Rabbi Yeshua alone, mar tebe murid sibur shishdan kitzva. You can't compare the two cases. Rabbi Yeshua says, look, by emurid sibur yishdan kitzva. In other words, it's a limited group. In other words, there's only like two sheep. You know, there's one sheep for the korban tamid in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then there's two sheep for the korban musaf. There's a very limited number of animals that are going to be offered. Tomer of pesach she'ein lo kitzva. By the korban pesach, there's like 10 zillion people coming for the Korban Pesach. It's reasonable. I could reasonably have made a mistake. I thought this is a Korban Pesach. It's not a Korban Pesach, but there's 10 zillion animals in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash today. So you got to give the person a break. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Okay, so just give me two more minutes and then I'll pause, okay? So the idea we set up here is Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua is cutting out like a space for Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. If I have an animal which is not a Korban Pesach, but I reasonably think it is a Korban Pesach, and I shecht it on Shabbat, l'shem Korban Pesach, but it wasn't a Korban Pesach, that's the Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah that Rabbi Yeshua has. Now, the Gemara says, but if I have an animal which is not the Korban Musaf, not the Korban the Korban Tamid, and I shecht l'shem Torban Tamid Musaf, there's only like, how did you make a mistake about that? There's only like few animals that are that. So if you made that mistake, even the Rabbi Shua doesn't cut any slack with that. Rabbi Meir Omer, afa shochet l'shem imurei tzibur patur. Rabbi Meir says, no, if you shechted and you thought this is part of the Korbanot Tzibur, Rameir is like, a larger, you know, more slack. So you're patur, Rameir says. Now, shechato shlo ochlav shlo nuyav. If I shecht the korban pesach, but I shechted it not for the people, for people who can't eat it. We had this earlier in the Masechta. I came for people too sick, too old to eat it. So I'm shechting korban pesach for a bunch of people who can't eat the korban pesach. Or I shecht it shalom nuyav. I shecht it for people who aren't registered for the korban pesach. La'arelim ulitzmeim, or I shecht it for people who don't have a bris milah, or, and it could be they're from people, but, you know, their brothers died machmat milah or whatever. This doesn't have to be necessarily like a, you know, an irreligious person. Or I shecht it for tmeim people. In other words, they're all people who can't eat the korban pesach. That's the bottom line. So I shecht the korban pesach for people who can't eat the korban pesach. Chayav said, I'm chayav for violating Shabbos. Again, shechting an animal on Shabbat is normally a malacha d'oraisa, but if it's the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, it's permissible. But if I'm shechting the korban in a way that the korban's pasul, so then I'm chayav. He says, la'ochlav shlo la'ochlav, if I shecht it for people who can eat it and people who can't eat it. L'mnuyav shlo l'mnuyav, for some people who were registered and some people who weren't registered. L'mulin ula'reilim, for people who have a bris milah and people who don't have a bris milah. L'tmein l'torah, and people who are tameh and people who are tahor, I'm patur. In other words, that I'm okay because I have some of the people who could eat it in the group. Shechato v'nimsa ba'al mom chayav. If I shech the animal and it turns out to be a ba'al mom, I'm chayav. I should have inspected the animal ahead of time. He says, shechato v'nimsa treifa b'seiter. This, I think you would ask me about, Michael, a number of weeks ago. If you shechted the animal and then it turns out to be a treifa in a way that you could not detect it from an outside, you know, observation of the animal, patur. That's your patur. Shechato benoda shemashchu abalim et yadam. Let's say I shecht it, and then I find out that the owners of this animal have decided to use a different Korban Pesach. They're not interested in going with this animal. They registered with their friends with a different animal. Oh, shemetu, or I find out that the owners died. So it was in each one of these cases, had I known the facts, I don't have a green light to shecht the animal. Oh, shenitmu, or they became tameh. He says, patur, I'm patur. In other words, it's true, I could have done a whole investigation, but the halacha doesn't require me to do a whole investigation to see whether the people, registered now some for another animal or something like that. Okay, so that's the basic idea. So let's just get the basic ideas of the Mishnah, then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the basic idea is, if I shecht the Korban Pesach and it's for people who can eat the Korban Pesach, then I'm not chayev for doing shechita on Shabbat. That's the mitzvah of the Korban Pesach. I'm going forward with it. Again, we're talking about when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbat, like this year. But if I shecht it and I'm shechting for people who can't eat the Korban Pesach, then I'm chayev for violating Shabbos. Having said that, though, according to the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, if I shecht an animal and I have a reasonable mistake of fact that it's the Korban Pesach, but it wasn't a Korban Pesach, Rabbi Shua says, I'm not chayav the Korban Chatat because I was toa b'dvar mitzvah. That's the basic idea in the Mishnah. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts?
Is toa b'dvar mitzvah like an onus? It's still an aveira, right? Toa b'dvar mitzvah.
So it means like this. Like normally when I do an aveira, I'm doing an act, but the act is an aveira. Here, by toa b'dvar mitzvah, in other words, like we'll have other cases, and we've had other cases, like Gemara has. Like let's say on Shabbat, it was let's say a Sukkot. So it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they would wave the lulav on Shabbat, but they would leave the lulav in the shul ahead of time. So let's say on that Shabbat, I get so fartumled, I carry my lulav. So in Achinami, I'm carrying the lulav on Shabbat, but I'm fartumult. I'm preoccupied with doing a mitzvah. So my thoughts are, I think I'm doing a mitzvah. So when my thoughts are reasonably that I think I'm doing the mitzvah, then I get the patur according to...
Still patur, but it's not aveira. It's patur lavarasa. Is it not aveira at all?
No. I wouldn't say that. I'd say in Achinami there is an aveira, but it doesn't rise to the level of the shogeg to
Mikhail. You don't bring a chatos, but you have an aveira.
Right. I think so. Yeah. All right. Any other? What's up, Fern?
In the categories with the Tzmeim and the Arelim, the Lo B'Minuyav, is that really the same thing? I mean, can't you possibly have an obligation to participate in a Korban Pesach even if you're not registered?
No. Let's go back. The Pesach can be eaten by the people registered ahead of time. So if you're not registered for that Korban Pesach, you have no kesher with it. Do you understand?
But let's say, kol dichvinyate viyachul. I mean, aren't you supposed to include people as opposed
that's a very good question. How can you say kol dichvinyate viyachul if they're not registered for the Korban Pesach? That's a good question on that line in the Haggadah. So, I mean, the simple answer is not talking about when there's a Korban Pesach. That would be the simple answer. But the idea is you're only if you're registered, then you get to come in. It's like a shul where you need tickets for a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You don't have a ticket, you can't come in. I'm not saying that should be the rule, but if let's say it's a shul like that. So let's say he shechts the korban and he has in mind people who aren't the registered owners. So then
they still have an obligation to eat from the Korban Pesach as opposed to the Arelim.
From a Korban Pesach, not this Korban Pesach that he shechted, though. All right.
How do you register?
So you approach the you get together ahead of time.
New York State COVID.
I would assume that you would pay some money because you want to have a piece of the Korban Pesach, and you would join to people and say that I want to be part of this Korban Pesach.
So you have to verbalize to the person who's doing the shechting.
No, in other words, like before the shechita takes place, somebody is organizing a seder. He has a lamb. So I say, Robert, I'd like to join you with this Korban Pesach. And you say, fine, it's $50, for head. And then I pay you the money. And then we come in and then I'm registered for it.
Okay. Robert, it's a click. It's a click. Like in Great Neck, we have clicks.
I don't want to say, in Young Israel,
you get a click, $20, to participate in
Well, I hope not. I hope not. But no, okay.
I know.
Okay. Any
we can have the
I think they call that the Kiddish Club.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. We got to move on. Let me go
back. They say, the door is locked at that time.
All right. Yeah. All right.
They open the door after the meal.
All right. Let me go on. Okay. So I'm going to move on. All right. Now let's look in the first line in the Gemara. Okay. We're on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, the top line in the Gemara. Okay. So let's focus on the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah was HaPesach Shechato Shlo Lishmo B'Shabbat Chayav V'Chatat. If I have a Korban Pesach, but I shecht it L'Shem Shlamim. In other words, this is a Korban Pesach, but I'm shechting it with in mind that it should be a Korban Shlamim. So the Gemara says, B'may Askinan, what are we dealing with? Elaim B'Toa, if we're talking about a case where I'm making a mistake, meaning that I think it's really a korban shlamim. Shamat mina akira b'taur havi akira. Now, again, the Mishnah says that when I shecht this animal shelo l'shmo, I'm chayev a chatat. In other words, I violated Shabbos, so that it's not a korban pesach anymore because I'm shechting it l'shem shlamim. So the Gemara says, if it's betoeh that I reasonably thought it was a korban shlamim, so I shechted it. I thought it was a korban shlamim, but it was really a pesach. So from that would lead me to deduce shamamina akira betaur rabbi akira. That would lead me to believe that if I make a mistake in akira, in other words, akira is I'm uprooting its designation. That would be an effective uprooting of its name because I'm chayav a chatat for that. So to be for chayav a chatat means it's not even no connection with the korban pesach anymore. Now that's really a machlok. If you look at the top line, Tosfos, and so his Tosfos says omer ri. I don't know why he has to say omer ri de plukta hi b'hatchelet. In other words, it is a machloket in Menachot. I don't know why Tosfos says that the ri says the machloket over there. But anyway, but it's a machloket in the Gemara. So if this would be the case, then we'd have a raya to one side over there. So the Gemara says in the second line ella ba oker. So the Gemara says no. It means the first line of Mishnah means I know it's a korban pesach, but I've decided to change it over to Korban Shlamim. So I want it to be a Korban Shlamim now. And with that intent, I shecht it as a Korban Shlamim. So then I'm chayav a chatat because I'm not entitled to shecht a Korban Shlamim on Shabbat. So Ema Seifa, let's go to the next line in the Mishnah. Ushar kol zvachim sheshachtan l'shem ha-pesach or other korbanot that were not a Korban Pesach. Let's say I have a Korban Shlamim and I shecht it l'shem ha-pesach. Im einan ru'uyin chayav, if they're not ru'uy to be a Pesach, in other words, let's say it's a bovine, I'm shechting it l'shem Pesach, or it's 2 years old, it's not ru'uy to be a shem Pesach, then I'm chayav. Im ru'uyim hein, if they're ru'uy, they fit the bill, in other words, they're young, within the first year of life, and they're a sheep or a goat, he says, Reb Lezer m'chayav chatav, Reb Yeshua poter. Reb Yeshua says, I'm off the hook in that case. So in the second case of the Mishnah, I'm totally off the hook. So the Gemara says, V'iba oker, mali ruyin, mali sheinan ruyin. If it's talking about where I intentionally take an animal that was a shlamim, and now I say, I want this animal to be a korban pesach. So what difference does it make whether it's ra'ui or it's not ra'ui? Why do I get a pass on it? I know that it's a korban shlamim. Now I want to designate it as, korban pesach. One second. In other words, one second. Right. So I can't say I'm making a mistake. I'm toa b'dvar mitzvah. In other words, I know this is a korban shlamim, and I'm shechting l'shem pesach. This is a case where Rabbi Yeshua says I'm toa b'dvar mitzvah. So he says mali shein ruyin el pshita b'toa. The Gemara thinks the second case is where I mistakenly thought it was a Pesach. That would make sense. I thought there's a Korban Pesach. It wasn't a Korban Pesach. And I shechted the same Pesach. That would be the case that Rabbi Yeshua says that's Toa. So the Gemara says, Reisha ba'oker b'seifa b'toa. You mean the first case in the Mishnah is where he's oker. He knows the Korban Pesach and he shechts it l'shem shlamim. And the second case of the Mishnah is he is not oker. He reasonably believes it's a Korban Pesach. So Amrabavin in Reisha Ba'oker B'Seifa B'Toa. Rabavin says that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The first case is Oker, and the Seifa is B'Toa. All right, let me just do a few lines, then I'll pause. So, and then we'll summarize them, and then we'll take questions. Okay. So Ashchei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef L'Rabbi Abahu. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef encountered Rabbi Abahu. Davakai Be'uchlusa D'Inshi. He was like, there was a whole swarm of people around him. He says Amarle Matnitin Moi. He said to him, "What's the pshat in our Mishnah?" So he says Amarle. I tell you, he's very good. I don't know if he like he just, it sounds like just off the bat he knew it. So Amarle Reisha Ba'oker B'Seifa B'Toa. He says the first case is different than the second case. The first case is Oker. He knows it's a Korban Pesach and intends to do it a Korban Shlamim. That's the case everybody agrees Chayav Chatat. The second case is B'Toa. He reasonably thought it was a Korban Pesach. There, Reb Lezer says he's Chayav, because it wasn't a Korban Pesach, and Rabbi Shua says, no, that's Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. He got confused, and he's not Chayav HaKatat. Tanamine Arben Zimnin, so he learned it from him 40 times. The Gemara has frequently, Talmidim, they go over things 40 times. He says, V'damile k'man d'mancha b'kisei. And it was like somebody who had it in his pocket. In other words, he went over so many times, and now he knew it well, and then he wanted to chazer it enough that he was good on it. Okay, so again, let's just repeat again what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. So the Gemara has explained, I think I said this, or a part of it I said in the Mishnah, that the first case in the Mishnah is where the person was Oker, where he knew it was a Korban Pesach, and he tries to change it over to a Korban Shlamim. So there he's chayev, because he's as a Korban Shlamim, he's not allowed to shecht for a Korban Shlamim on Shabbat. The second case is he reasonably thought it was a Korban Pesach. Here's a lamb and here's a lamb. In other words, there's lambs all over the place. So he's got this lamb. The lamb was really a Korban Shlamim. He thought it was a Korban Pesach, and he shechts it l'shem Korban Pesach, but it really wasn't a Korban Pesach. So that's the case that Rabbi Shua says, you know what? That's Toa B'dvar mitzvah, okay? And you get a pass on it. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? All right, let me do another 10, 12 lines, and then we'll be another pause, okay? So Tanan, now the Gemara asks a question against the pshat that we just said in the Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, and then this was in the give and take between Reb Lezer and Reb Yoshua. So Tanan, Amar Reb Lezer, Mayim Pesach Shemutar L'Shmo, Shishina Shmo Chayav. So Reb Lezer and Reb Yoshua have a disagreement about the case we just discussed. That was the case of Taus. I make a reasonable Taus. I think it's a Korban Pesach. I checked it l'shem Pesach, and it wasn't a Korban Pesach. So Reb Yoshua says, get off the hook, and Reb says, you don't get off the hook. So Reb Lezer says to Reb Yoshua, what's the difference between this case and the first case in the Mishnah? Amar Reb Lezer, Mayim Pesach Shemutar L'Shmo, Pesach Yilat Shech L'Shem Pesach, Shinat Shmo Chayav. You changed over to Korban Shlamim, then you're Chayav. He says, Zavachim Shehin Asrun L'Shman, let's say you have a Korban Shlamim, not allowed to Shech that L'Shem Shlamim, because it's Shabbat. He says, Kshashinat Shman, when I change it over to ostensibly Shech that as a Shem Pesach, Eino Din Shu Chayav, certainly should be Chayav. In other words, Rabbi Lezer is saying, when I start off with the goods that are really a good animal, and I'm still chayev, when I start off with a bad animal, I'm certainly chayev. So he says, Vim'ita, he says, if it's true, that it's what we just said, that the first case and the second case of the Mishnah are different cases. The first is a case of Oker, and the second case is Toa. The first where he knew it was a Korban Pesach, and he says the same Shlamim. The second case, he really honestly believed it was a Korban Pesach. Vim'ita, halodami, the two cases are not at all comparable. In other words, Reb Lezer is making a kavakomer. It's true here, it's true there, but the one case is a case of Oker, and one case is a case of Toa. Toa is fundamentally different than Oker. He says, Dereisha b'Oker b'Seifa b'Toa. So the Gemara says, Reb Lezer lo shani le. Reb Lezer doesn't make such a distinction. In other words, Reb Lezer holds whether you're Toa or you're Oker, he holds that you're a chayev korban chatad. He doesn't make that distinction. It's all the Zelbazach, the same thing for Reb Lezer. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua de Shani Lei, Lishni Lei, but Rabbi Yeshua does make the distinction. So Rabbi Yeshua should say to Reb Lezer, you're mixing Kasha with Mun. You're talking about Oker. Yeah, with Oker, I agree with you. I'm talking about the guy. He reasonably believed it was a Korban Pesach. And that's the case. I feel he should be off the hook. And here the Bach takes out one of the words, Hachi. He says, you could say Lishnin Lei Hachi, but Bach takes out the first Hachi. Hachi ka Amar Lei. So this is what Rabbi Yeshua, in other words, the Gemara is like sort of interpolating in the Mishnah, was saying to Reb Lezer. Ladidi, for me, Rabbi Yeshua is speaking. Ladidi, lo dami, reisha ba'oker v'seifa b'toa. As far as I'm concerned, the two cases are very different. If a person, you know, knows it's a Korban Pesach, he's shakting l'shem shlamim, yeah, that case he's going to be chayev. I mean, he thinks he's allowed to do that, but he's chayev a Korban Katat. The second case, he reasonably believed it was a Korban Pesach. It looks like a Korban Pesach, and it said he's Erev Pesach. Everybody's shakting the Korban Pesach. So he shakts the same Pesach. He's off the hook. He says, but l'didach, but according to you, who do not make such a distinction, and say you're chayev, whether you're oker or toeh, he says, I'm going to say to you, lo, imarta pesach sheshina shmona dvar ha'asur, but you yourself should make a distinction between where the person is switching over the channel he's changing it to. You start off with pesach, now I want it to be the shem shlamim, that he's going to, he's shifting over from kosher to poison. He says, Tomar Bizvachim Shishinat Shman Ledvar Mutar, where he's shifting over from poison, and he intends to shecht at L'shem Pesach. So L'shem Pesach, that should cut, you know, boards less liability, even according to you, Reb Lezer, because he has a good intent. So Amar Lo, so that's the first part. Are everybody okay so far? Everybody right? All right. So now let's go to the further on in the Mishnah. So Amar Lo Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer says to Reb Yeshua, Emurei Tzibur Yochichu. The Emurei Tzibur, the Korbanot Tzibur, which is the Korban Tamid and the Korban Musaf, the Korbanot Tzibur that you bring on Shabbat. Says Emurei Tzibur Yochichu. I'm going to prove that you're wrong from the Emurei Tzibur. He says, Shehein Mutarin Lishman. If to shecht an animal, l'shem tamid, l'shem korban musaf, that I have a green light to do. He says, v'ashochit l'shman chayav. But if I take another animal, and it's a young sheep or whatever, and I say I'm shechting l'shem korban tamid, there I'm chayav, and you agree that I'm chayav in that case. So if I'm chayav in that case, where I can make a reasonable mistake, why should I not be chayav in the case where I have a lamb, and I shecht l'shem Pesach, I make a reasonable mistake? So Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, the two cases are different as far as I'm concerned. Im amar to be emurei tzibur, shekein yeshlam kitzva. Emurei tzibur, how many animals are involved with emurei tzibur? You have one lamb in the morning is the Korban Tamid. Then they got two lambs for the Korban Musaf. There's only like three lambs around for that Korban, for those Korban out. Is yeshlam, shekein yeshlam kitzva. Tomar b'pesach, shein lo kitzva. Korban Pesach, there's thousands of animals on Erev Pesach. So forgive me, I made a mistake. I thought this was one of the Korbanot Pesach. I didn't know what it was doing here. So I shekel l'shem Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the Yisod. Okay, that's the Yisod. Now, the Gemara says, L'meimra, to chol hecha, de'itle kitzva, mechayev Rabbi Yeshua. So now the Gemara is sort of not boxing in, but limiting Rabbi Yeshua's kula. Rabbi Yeshua has this kula, and of Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah, but I reasonably think I'm doing a mitzvah, and I got confused. And according to Rashi, he's doing a little bit of a mitzvah, because if I have another animal and I shecht l'shem Pesach, the shechit is still kasher for that korban, so it's a little bit of a mitzvah. But if there's kitzvah, if there's just a limited number of animals that are being shechted for this thing, then I'm going to be held liable, because I should know there's only, you know, A, B, and C, and I'm taking another animal. I should be on the ball with that. So the Gemara says, now we're going to shift over to other cases of Toeh B'Dvar Mitzvah. So he says, V'arei tinokot yeshlen kitzvah. I'm sure Dafyomi people remember this. You have a moel, he's been giving two children who need a bris milah. Okay, he's a moel. He says, I guess two mothers come to him and say, here, take the children, you know, return it when the bris is done. What do you got for me, Michael?
On Shabbos.
It's coming. Just give me patience. Okay. So he says, the Yeshlam Kitzvah, Utanan, we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat, Misha Yudu Shnei Tinokot, Echad Lemulo Achara Shabbat, Echad Lemulo B'Shabbat. Let's say he was given two children. One is a Sunday bris, and one is a Shabbos bris. He's given two infants. One he should do the bris on Sunday, one on Shabbos. V'shachachu malat shalachar Shabbat b'Shabbat. And then he accidentally gave the bris to the Sunday boy on Shabbat. Now, when I do it on Sunday and Shabbat, there's no mitzvah. I'm not doing any mitzvah with that. He says chayav. So then he's chayav. He's chayav a korban chatat for violating Shabbos. He says now, but echad lemulo be'erev Shabbat, echad lemulo be'Shabbat. Let's say there's two infants. One is a Friday bris and one's a Shabbos bris. He says v'shachachu mal etchel erev Shabbat be'Shabbat. Now, Rashi points out the Friday bris cannot go forward on Friday for some reason. He was sick or whatever. Now he's got the two boys on Shabbos. And he gives the bris to the Friday boy on Shabbos. Now, if you're Friday, so you should have gotten the bris on Friday, you do still need to get a bris, but that bris is not Docha Shabbos, because only Mila Bismano is the only thing that's Docha Shabbos. It's the eighth day. If it's not the eighth day, it's not Docha Shabbos. It says, Reb Lezer Mechayev Chatat, Reb Yeshu Poter. So Reb Lezer says, where I gave a bris to the Friday boy on Shabbos, Reb Lezer says, yeah, you're chayav chatat, but Reb Yeshua is poter. He says you're exempt. Now, here's kitzva. You definitely got kitzva. There's a very, very small group. There's a group of one that's supposed to get the bris. And he made the mistake. And yet Reb Yeshua says he's toeh b'dvar mitzvah. So we said before, at least Reb Yeshua said in our Mishnah, that if it's kitzva, that we're not going to say toeh b'dvar mitzvah. And yet here he does say it's toeh b'dvar mitzvah. So Amribami, Hakabay Askinan, Kigon, Shikadamumal, Etchel Erev Shabbat Bishabbat, Diika Hak the Shabbat the Tarid Bay. He says, what are we talking about? With the two boys, so he's got the two boys in front of him. One is actually should be a Shabbos bris, and one should be the Friday bris. But he's for tumult with the Shabbos one. In other words, he's for tumult that there is a bris I have to do today. So he's thinking he's doing the mitzvah. And indeed, there is a bris he's supposed to do today, but he gets it wrong. He says, Hacha with the korban tzibur, kagon shekadam v'shachatim le'murei tzibur bereisha. With the korban tzibur, we're talking about the korban tzibur were already shachted. In other words, they're water under the bridge. Like I'm in the base of Mikdash. Let's say I'm a Kohen or whatever, or even I'm not a Kohen. I saw the korban tzibur, they were brought already. So I'm not going to make a taus. I shouldn't make a taus. Somebody has unmuted themselves. Who is that? 1 second. Ruth, I need you. All right, let me take help. Her. Okay, thank you, Ruth. Okay, so there, that's off the table. That's off the table. So if I then check something, shame korban tzibur, that's on me. That's not a reasonable mistake. By the two boys, there was a bris that had to go forward today, and I got confused with them. Then I am toeh. So the difference is that by the korban tzibur, that was already done. It was done. It's finished. So it's not just kitzvah, but it's done. And by the two boys, it wasn't done. Okay. So now the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, Rabbi Meir Omer. Now remember, in the Mishnah, we had a third opinion. We had Reb Lezer says, I don't hold from toeh b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua says, I got toeh b'dvar mitzvah. But I have toeh b'dvar mitzvah with limitations and doesn't apply to the korban tzibur. But then Rabbi Meir says, even by the korban tzibur, you thought you were shechting korban tzibur, fine, you're toeh b'dvar mitzvah. So ihachi, Rabbi Meir Omer, afa shochet l'shem emurei tzibur patur. But then Rabbi Meir says that you're shechting in the shame korban tzibur, you're patur. You mean, even though the korban tzibur have been shechted, Remeir still gives you a pass on it. That's what we think. So that's the way we explain the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to pose a stira within the shita of Rabbi Meir. So just remember, so we think that Remeir says that even when the korban tzibur have been brought, and then I think I'm shechting a lamb, l'shem, you know, the korban tamid, I'm still off the hook from a korban chatat because I was toeh b'dvar mitzvah. That's what we think. So he says, now we have a tani Rabbi Chiya me'avel arev. They said in the art scroll it should be b'hatani Rabbi Chiya me'avel arev, me'avel arav, that Rabbi Chiya taught the following b'raisa. I'm a Rabbi Meir. So here's the key. Rabbi Meir is the one we're interested in, and Rabbi Meir is the one speaking in the b'raisa. I'm a Rabbi Meir. And the first case is the one we want to focus on, okay? Abba Rimeir, lo nechlechu Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua, al shiulu shnei tinokot, echad lemul erev Shabbat, echad lemul b'Shabbat. In this version, Reb Meir says there was no machloka between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua with the Friday and Shabbos bris. They have two boys, one for bris on Friday, one for bris on Shabbos. He says, v'shachachu mal shel erev Shabbat b'Shabbat, dechayav. So here, they both agree that I'll be chayev, that I'll be chayev, where I did the Friday bris on Shabbos. They both agree that I'm chayev. So aman nechleku al shayulo shni tinokot echalamu lachar shabbat echalamu b'shabbat. What was the machloket with the Shabbos Sunday bris? V'shachachu malat shalachar shabbat b'shabbat, where I gave the Sunday bris on Shabbos. All right, let's leave aside for a moment the second case and focus on the first case in the Brisa. So just give me one second. Okay, so, yeah. Now, again, so the, one second. Right. So we think the case is that he gave a bris to the Shabbos bris, and then he has the other boy, and he's concerned maybe this is the Shabbos bris, and he gets so for tumult, he gives a bris to that other boy as well. And in that case, according to Rav Meir, everybody holds am chayv achatat. If that's the case, if that's the correct understanding of the Brisa, so then there's a steer from what we said. We said in our Mishnah, the Remeir holds, even though the Korban Otzibur have been brought, that it's still Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. But the way we're understanding the Brisa, Remeir is saying that once the Mitzvah has already been done for the Shabbos Bris, then there's no more Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, V'tispera, is that a logical explanation of the Brisa? Mahatam D'Lo'avid Mitzvah, Patar Rabbi Yeshua. He says, with the case with the Shabbos Sunday bris, so when he gave it to the Sunday on Shabbos, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're off the hook. Well, that's what we read. Hechet ka'avid mitzvah mechayiv, where he is actually doing a mitzvah, in other words, giving a bris to the Friday boy on Shabbos, it is a mitzvah, it's just not docha Shabbos. He says, there he says, chayiv. So Amri de Bei Reb Yanai, they said in the Bei Shemesh Reb Yanai, Reisha kigon shekadam umal shel Shabbat be'erev Shabbat. He says, no, the first case in the Brisa is where he gave a bris to the Shabbos boy on Friday, on the top line Amud Beis, shlonana Shabbat li dachot. So it means going into Shabbos, there's no heter. In other words, you should know going into Shabbos that objectively, there's no green light to do any bris this Shabbos. If you gave the bris to the Shabbos boy on Friday, you have no green light whatsoever to give a bris to anybody on Shabbos. The Seifa, Nina Shabbat li dachot etzlo. But in the Seifa case, there was, it means on Shabbos, he's got a Shabbos bris and a Sunday bris. So there is like a heter to give a bris to somebody. And that's the case that Rabbi Shuza says off the hook. Hacha by the Korban Otzibur, Rei Nitna Shabbat Li Dachot Eitzel Korban Tzibur. By the Korban Tzibur, it's true they were shechted already, but going into Shabbos, there was a heter to shech Korban Otzibur. So in Achinami, he shechted when it was after it was brought, but that's the according to Rabbi Meir, that's the heter. So he says, Amali Rabashi Rav Kahana, Hachinami, Rei Nitna Shabbat Li Dachot Eitzel Tino Kota Alma, but even by the Moel, let's say, He gave it to the shop with the Friday and the Shabbos. He gave it to the Shabbos boy on Friday, and now he has only the Friday boy on Shabbos. So he said there's no heter to give a bris, but in the world there are people to give that you have a heter for. So why can't he get a pass on that? So Amalei Lagabi Dahai Gavra Miyat Loed Yahiv. There's no heter for him. You're right. In the Veltarine, there's somebody. All right, let's just summarize what we did. Let's take some questions, comments, and thoughts. But first, let me just summarize. So the basic idea we're talking about are what are the parameters for Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah? The idea is Reb Lezer says there's no Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. You're tough. You're Mechal Shabbos. It was Shogeg, I understand. But you have to bring a Korban Chatat. Reb Yeshua says if you reasonably made a mistake, and according to Rashi, you did a little bit of a mitzvah, then you're not chayav the korban chatat. What are some reasonable mistakes that you make? So a reasonable mistake would be where you thought this animal was a korban pesach, and it's a lamb on Erev Pesach, and you thought it was a korban pesach. Yeah, you get a pass on that. And then, but But if it's a korban sibur, and I have a lamb in the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm shechting l'shem korban sibur, and the korban sibur has already been shechted, I don't get a pass on it. But according to Meir, even in that case, you get a pass on it, because going into Shabbos, you know that there are korbanot that need to be shechted on Shabbos that way. So we had questions within the Shita Remeir, but it came out that the case we learned in the Brisa was where he had given a bris to the Shabbos boy on Friday, and now going into Shabbos, he's giving a bris to the Friday boy on Shabbos. In that case, Remeir says, everybody says, you're chayev. But in Achinami, if there would be a bris to perform, Remeir would hold that you're off the hook. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far?
I suspect that the bris, the whole Indian with the two boys and the bris is a construct. What is the logic? Would anybody hand over two babies?
Where are the parents?
Where are the parents? What's going on? I mean, it's a construct.
Listen, many times we've had this in the Gemara. This is the case in the Gemara, and so if, assuming these facts, what's the halacha?
The parents were detained in the airport for COVID.
Oh, they were twins. They were twins. And there's just one was born on Shabbat, one was born after Shabbat.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
What is Rav Meir adding to? How is he limiting Rabbi Yeshua?
No. Rav Meir is cholek with Rabbi Yeshua. He's not defining Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has a shita. Rav Meir disagrees with him. Rabbi Yeshua says that if it's a korban sibur, and they've already shechted the korban on Tzibur that day, I'm not going to give you a pass. You're not tov b'dvar mitzvah.
That's because it's a kitzvah.
Well, we thought it was a kitzvah, but it seems like it means that it's part of it. He reasonably is charged with knowing what's going on since there's so few animals. But according to Remeir, even in that case, you're tov b'dvar mitzvah, and we're getting you a pass on it. Because going into Shabbat, you knew there was a green light to shech these animals, and you thought you're shechting one of those animals, and so we're going to give you a pass on it, according to
Remeir. So Rav Meir is even more liberal.
More liberal, right, correct.
Than Rav Yeshua.
Correct, 100% correct. Okay, everybody good? All right, so I'm going to go on. Are everybody muted? Good. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. All right, now we're on the fifth line on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Ushar kol zvachim shachtan l'shem Pesach. We said in the Mishnah that all other animals like korbanot that I shecht l'shem Pesach. This is the case where im einan ruyin chayav. In other words, this is the case where I thought it was a korban Pesach. So, but if it's not ruy to be a korban Pesach, it's a cow. So then you're chayev. You know, it's got to be a reasonable misapprehension of the facts. You know, he says, or it's 2 years old. You should know the difference between a 1 year old and a 2 year old lamb. He says, v'im ru'uyin. But if it's ru'ui, in other words, it's within the first year and it's a sheep, a lamb, or a kid, and you thought it was a korban Pesach, then Reb Lezer Mechayev Chatat, Reb Yeshua Poter. Reb Lezer says you're Chayev Chatat, and Reb Yeshua says you're off the hook from a Korban Chatat because you were tov b'dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Man Tana de Shani Lei Bein Ru'uyin L'Sheinan Ru'uyin. So who is the Tana? Now, our Mishnah has a version of the Machloka between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Who is the Tana who is the one who propounds that the Machloket this way? So again, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua, they live like around the time of the Korban Abayit and after the Korban Abayit. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon, it's the Tana Reb Shimon, that's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he's in the second century. He's describing what the Machloka between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Echad HaZvachim HaRu'uyim, whether it's a Korban that's Ru'uy to be Korban Pesach, Echad HaZvachim She'en HaRu'uyim, V'chein HaShochet L'Shem Emurei Tzibur, Patur Dibre Remeir. He says, or by Shech L'Shem Emurei Tzibur and Patur Dibre Remeir, Am Reb Shimon, and here's the key line when we see Reb Shimon, okay? So Am Reb Shimon, Lo Nechelku Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua Al She'en HaRu'uyim Shechayev. It says Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua had no machloket if the animal's not ra'ui, like we discussed, it's too old, it's a female animal, or it's a bovine, then they both agree I'm chayav korban chatat. Again, it is a shogeg because I thought it was a korban Pesach and it wasn't, but it's not such a reasonable mistake that I'm going to be called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. But Aman Nechelku Al Re'uyin, if it's Re'uy, Shur Blezer B'Chayv Chatav Reb Shu Poter. All right. Amr Bibi, Amr Blazar, Poteria Reb Meir. Now, Reb Meir, as Michael said, was the most liberal opinion in the Mishnah. He says, even with the Korban Sipur, and it's been shechted, I'm still called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. So he says, Amr Bibi, Amr Blazar, Poteria Reb Meir, Afilu Egel Shel Zivchei Shlamim, Sheshchato L'Shem HaPesach. So Reb Meir L'Shita Tao, he holds that if I had an egel, which is a calf, and I shechted l'shem, I thought it was Korban Pesach, even in that case, he says, I'm toa b'dvar mitzvah. He says, Amalei Reb Zeira, and again, it means like, I think I'm doing a mitzvah, and it's somewhat reasonable. That's what it comes out. So Amalei Reb Zeira l'rabibi, v'amar Reb Yochanan, motor Reb Meir b'bali mumin, but Reb Yochanan says that Reb Meir agrees if it's Baal Mum, you're not Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. So what's the Baal Mum? In other words, I look at it, I see it has a Mum, you know, let's say the ear is chopped off or something like that. So then he agrees that's not called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. I'm charged with looking at the animal. So here, why am I not charged looking at calf or whatever? So Amarlei, B'Bali Mumin, Lo Tarid, Behu. In other words, the Bali Mumin, he's not for tumult with them, thinking it's going to be a korban. That's like out of the ballpark for him. He says he thinks it's a korban pesach. So you know we're going to hold you accountable for it. Bahai tarid bay. Here, this animal was a different korban. He was for tumult because he kept thinking, when am I going to shek this korban shlamim? And it was a korban, and then he got confused and thought it was a korban pesach. So it's a different type. He's for tumult with it, but that's the way Reb Meir holds. He it was a korban. He got for tumult with it. So b'aminei Rava me Rav Nachman, chulin l'shem pesach mali amar Reb Meir. What about if it's not even kachim? It was a chulin animal, and I shecht l'shem pesach. What would Reb Meir say in that case? So amar lei poteria Reb Meir afilu chulin l'shem pesach. He says, even if it's a chulin animal, and you shechta l'shem Pesach, and the key is for the malacha that you're doing on Shabbat by Shechita, he says you're off the hook. But Reb Yochanan says that Reb Meir agrees if it's Baal Mum, that you know, you're not off the hook. He says, Bali Mumin lo mechalfi, hani mechalfi. A Baal Mum, I wouldn't get confused with a kosher korban Pesach. But a chulin animal, what, like I look at it, one sheep, another sheep, one's chulin, one's kachim, they look the same. So that I could get confused with. So the Gemara says, "V'tamad Reb Meir mishum ichalufe v'lo ichalufe." You mean the reason for Meir that he gives the patur is because I'm gonna like in my mind get confused between one animal and this another korban pesach. He says, "Va'amar Rabibi Amar Blazar." He says, I'm off the hook even from the calf that I shech l'shem Pesach. Over there, Rameir's reason was, I'm tarid, I'm for tumult. I'm thinking, when am I going to, I know it's a korban. I know I have to bring this korban. When am I going to bring it? And then I get confused at the end. So that's a different type of confusion than saying one lamb is, you know, two lambs, one's chulin and one's korban hazanat. So Amar Lein, tarid afagav d'lamichlif. If it's tarid, he was like preoccupied with this animal because he thinks he's got to check it, but it was a calf, even though I would not get confused with another korban pesach normally. That's one case where he would say it's tov b'dvar mitzvah. And mechlif afagav lo tarid. Or it's like interchangeable. Even though he's not fatumbled with it, but it's easily confusing, you know, one animal and another animal, there also, he would say, that's also another case of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Lapuki Balei Mumin, as opposed to if it's a Baal Mum, it's walking around, let's say, my case without an ear, he says, Delo Ichalufi Michlif, I'm not going to get like confuse this animal and another animal. This one's not got the ear and the other one's got an ear. He says, "Velo mitrid tarid." I'm not tarid with it. I keep thinking, when am I going to shechta l'shem korban? All right, let me pause. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay. All right, let's keep moving. Okay, we're around the eighth wide line, a nine bays, seven bays. Okay. So Yativ Reb Zeira, Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak. So Reb Zeira and Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak were sitting Akilat Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak on Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's porch. So it's these two chachamim. Yatvei Bekamri, they both said, Amrishman Lakish, Chaleflo, Shvutshal Notar, Beshvutshal Sli. Let's say a person, he gets confused between a shvut is a spit with notar. Notar is the korban that's gone beyond its time, and you're not allowed to eat it. If you eat it, it's a chiv karet, right? So he says, and he got confused with that with a shvutshal Sli, with a shvut of a roasted meat that he could eat. In other words, this doesn't necessarily have to be the Korban Pesach. It could be, let's say, the Korban Shlamim. You know, now, so means one is, let me see, with the Sli. Yeah, in other words, one is notar, and one's notar, which he should not eat, and one is kashim that he should eat. And he got confused with both of them. But achalo, and he ate it, chayav. He says he's chayav. That's according to Reish Lakish. So he ate the notar. He got confused with the tzli. He ate it. He's chayav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. And now it's not clear. Does Rabbi Yochanan agree or disagree with Reish Lakish? And we must be patient. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Ish don nida baal chayav. If a person mistakenly had relations with his wife when she was a nida, he's chayav, right? Right. That's not a good mistake. He says. Yevimto nida baal patur. If a person mistakenly had relations with his yavama, means the first time he has relations with the yavama, he's patur. He's patur. So in terms of a korban chatat, so ikeda amri kol shekain b'hidim chayev lo'asa b'mitzvah. So some want to say that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you got confused with the two spits, so you're chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says you're certainly chayev because. If ishto nida baal chayev, if you have relations with your wife when she was a nida, you're chayev, even though there's like a slight shemitz of a mitzvah with having the bia with her, he says, certainly, he d'machayev lo asa mitzvah. Here, in this case, you're not doing any mitzvah, you're certainly chayev. It da amri bahi patur. Some want to say that, no, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish and wants to say that by the spitz, he'll be patur. My taima. Hatam hu to have a little shiule with his wife, whether she's tamei or not, he should have asked her, what's your status? Aval hacha lo have a little shiule lo. Here, there's nobody to ask. And so he made the mistake. So he's not chayev. All right. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, now Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is you have your relations with your wife when she's anita, you're chayev. You have relations with the yavama when she's anita, you're patur. Which we have to figure out what the difference is between those two cases. And it means, are you chayav chatat or not? Okay? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Yivimto de Ka'abid Mitzvah. Why by the Yavama are you patur from a korban chatat? We think it's because you did a mitzvah by having relations with her. That's a mitzvah Yivam. So since you had, give me one second. Right, so he's intending to do a mitzvah. That's the key idea. He says, right. One second. One second. Right. Okay. Let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Yivimto Dekabid Mitzvah. By his Yivama, he's doing a mitzvah. That's why he's patur. Ishtonami Kaabid Mitzvah. With his wife, he's also doing a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, but Ishto Muberet. We're talking about the wife was pregnant, so there's no mitzvah Puri Verivia if the wife is pregnant already." Va'ika simchat ona, he's still giving her, like, there's a certain, you know, time the husband services the wife, you know, the different periods for each profession, and he's giving the simcha of that, and that's a mitzvah. Shlobashat ona ta, it wasn't during the time of the ona. Va'ama rava, chayav adam l'sameich ishto b'dvar mitzvah, but Rava says a person's obligated to be sameich his wife b'dvar mitzvah, even if it's not the ona. So samach levesta. So the Gemara says he was having relations with the wife, and it was samach levesta. Within the ona of her vesed is when she's expecting her period, when she's prohibited from having relations with the husband. So that's why there's no patur for that. So therefore, he's chayv for korban chatat. If that's the case, even by the Yavama, presuming that Samach Levesta, so he should also be Chayev. Yivimto Bazis Mina. With the Yavama, he's embarrassed to ask her, when is your Ona? And this is the first time he's having relations with her. Ishtalo Bazis Mina. With the wife, he's not embarrassed to ask her, and he should have asked her, and so he's held responsible for it. All right.
How could she come in need if she's pregnant?
Well, it could be, first of all, the Gemara said, well, let's go back. The Gemara first thought she, well, let's go back. One second.
It's not a mitzvah because she's already pregnant, but the case was she was in either.
Yeah, I think the Gemara changed the pshat, no? Didn't we move away from that, right? Yeah, so we're saying now she's not Mubarak. In other words, the Gemara initially thought that it was talking about a woman who was Mubarak. Then the Gemara says, no, that wouldn't cut it. And the Gemara says, no, we're talking about that he had relations with her, Samach Levesta. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right?
He didn't reject it because she was pregnant.
Let's go back on the Gemara. The Gemara says,
why isn't it mitzvah? Because she's pregnant.
Really? Then the Gemara said, even if she's pregnant, he'd still be doing a mitzvah. So then the Gemara said,
I'm saying, but the case is she was a nida. So how could she become a nida if she's pregnant?
Oh, well, that could be. Let's say she was a nida before and she was never tovel. Her status never changed.
She's amazing, nida.
All right.
Uh-huh.
That could be. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right. Let's wrap this up. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, come on. Now let me see again with this Rabbi Yochanan. One second. Okay. Now Rabbi Yochanan says when you have relations with the Yavama, so you're off the hook. You're off the hook because you're not aware that it's with Samach Levesta, and you're doing a mitzvah with it. That's what we think. Rabbi Yochanan, come on. Elam ik Rabbi Yossi, if he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Didnan, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tov Rishon Shechal Yuh B'Shabbat. Let's say you have the first day of Sukkot, which is on a Shabbat, and this is talking about during the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they would still wave Lulav on Shabbat. V'Shachach V'Otzid Lulav L'Rashid Rabim, but everybody would bring their Lulav to the Shul ahead before Yantiv. And he was so for tumult, he brought his lulav to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He wanted a chacham to show him how to wave lulav. He's patur, and they showed tzibur rishut. So maybe that's who Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora. He's got a whole like a Tana who would hold that this is like he's in other words he didn't have Eira, but he was told with Dvar mitzvah. His intent was to do the mitzvah of Yibam, but he didn't have Eira. But nevertheless, he's off the hook. So maybe he holds like Rabbi Yossi, who says that when the first day of Yantav is on Shabbos, you forgot you carried lulav, so your motzi they show tzibur shut means there was a mitzvah. So even though you didn't have avera, but there is a mitzvah to wave lulav today, so you're off the hook. But dilma shani hatam dismanu bahul. Maybe that's different because over there time is running out. In other words, I only have today to do the mitzvah, so the clock is running. And with this Yivama, he doesn't have to have to have relations with her tonight, tomorrow, or the next day. Maybe they wouldn't say that you're off the hook with that. Maybe he's talking about Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah by Zvachim, where he says that if you have a lamb and you thought it was a Korban Pesach, you're off the hook. He says, Dilma Hatam Nami Zmano Bahul. Maybe like we're adding other factors for this Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. It is Mano Bahul when the clock is running. In other words, like Korban Pesach, I only have a few hours to bring Korban Pesach between 12:30 and 6 p.m. on Erev Pesach. And there I see a lamb and I think it's Korban Pesach. So maybe that case. So the Gemara says, he says, but maybe in this case with the Yivamanad. Rabbi Yeshua the Tinokot. Maybe he holds like maybe it's Rabbi Yeshua the Tinokot where he's got the two children, one the Friday and one the Shabbos, and he gave the bris to the Friday child on Shabbos. Hatam Nami is Manu Bahul. There also this man is Bahul because he has a Shabbos bris and there's limited time to bring the Shabbos bris. Rabbi Yeshua the Truma. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yeshua in Masechet Trumot. Titnan. haya uchel betruma, if a kohen was eating truma, v'noda shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and then he discovers that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, that his mother was a grusha or a chalutza. So now he's a halal. Now he's not entitled to eat truma. Reb Lezer mechayev keren v'chomesh. Reb Lezer says yechayev may mishal mekeren v'chomesh, the principal in the chomesh. Reb Yishu poter. Reb Yishu says you're off the hook. So you're off the hook, we think, because you're like a type of toa b'dvar mitzvah. That's what we think. In other words, you're trying to do the mitzvah, and the mitzvah you're trying to do is eating the truma, and you made a reasonable mistake. So to here, you were trying to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and you made a reasonable mistake. Dilma with Rabibi Bar Abaye, Dilma kid Rabibi Bar Abaye, da Amar Rabibi Bar Abaye, b'truma b'era Pesach d'zmana b'hul. Maybe the pshat is like Rabibi Bar Abaye. Rabibi Bar says that mission is talking about truma on Erev Pesach, where on the morning of Erev Pesach, which is going to be chametz, and I have to consume it, you know, before the zman, and then the zman would also be limited, and then Rabbi Shua would say I'm off the hook. Inami, or in the alternative, shani truma d'ikri avoda, or I could say that the consumption of truma is called an avoda, like a service, like similar to the service in the base of Mikdash, the avoda rachmana achshar. So the zmachlok rishonim exactly how far the scope goes, but the Torah is machshir the avoda of a halal, which is what he would be, a halal, if he's a ben grusha ben chalutza, either once it's been done, or even if he knew about it beforehand and did the avoda. He says, ditnan, we learn in the Mishnah, haya omeid, Umakriv, he was standing on the Mizbeach and bringing Korban out, and ben grusha ben chalutza, and then he hears that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. All the Korban kulan shikriv al-gab Mizbeach psulin. All the Korban are psulin that he offered. Rabbi Shua machshir. He says, no, you're good. V'imrinan, my time with Rabbi Shua, why does Rabbi Shua's machshir? Dechti, bereich Hashem chelo v'ol yilab tirtzeh. He says, God bless chelo, like his strength, but chelo he learns the Shem chulin, and Hashem blesses even the chalalim in the shevet kuhuna. He favors their actions. He says, in other words, once the avoda has been done, if it's been done, Chalal shouldn't do the avoda, according to Rabbi Shua. It's machloket, but according to Shua, he shouldn't do it. But according to everybody, shouldn't do it. According to Rabbi Shua, if he did do it, it's still acceptable avoda. He says, Utruma hecha ikri avoda. Where is the consumption of truma called an avoda? The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Maaseh Rabbi Tarfon Shulba Emesh Lebeit HaMedrash. There was an incident, Rabbi Tarfon, who didn't come at night to the base medrash the night before. The shachrit mitzvot Rabbi Gamliel, in the morning he encounters Rabbi Gamliel, Amar lo, mnein lo bata emesh to beit medrash, where were you last night? He says, Amar lo, avoda avadati, I was busy doing the avoda, avoda meaning like avoda in the base medrash. He says, Amar lo, kol v'recha in emel d'vrei tem, what are you talking about? V'chi avoda b'zman hazeh, we're living after the base medrash, how do you do avoda b'zman hazeh? So Amar lo, harei u'mer, avodat matana tenet kunachem, v'zar krev yumad. It says that this pasuk is talking about like eating the world of matnos kahuna. He says that's called avodat matana tenet kunachem. He says that's like, he says the avoda of gifts. He says, v'zar krev yumad. Asu achila truma begvulin kavod beit hamikdash. That consumption of truma is like the avodah of the beis hamikdash. So in the end, we said, who does Rabbi Yochanan? The case that was bothering us, he has relations with the Yavama. He has relations with her samuch levesta in the ona before her period is expected. Like you have to on a dorais level, you have to separate one ona is like a 12-hour period before. In other words, if the zman is coming, so. So it means, it can mean like the day or the night before when the period is coming. Let's say the woman expects the period, at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. He has to separate out from her already from the night before, you know. So like at least one ona, and that's from the Torah. Yizhar tem v'nei somi tumatam. So. If a man had relations with his Yavama, it's the first time he's having relations with her. He's doing the mitzvah of Yibum, and he has relations with her Samach Levesta. So Rabbi Yochanan says he's patur. So who is, because he was Osek with Bar Mitzvah, he was trying to do a mitzvah. So who is he going like with that? So the Gemara had, we didn't find the final candidate. We couldn't find somebody that would fit. Because in each one of the cases we had, we could distinguish and say that this person is talking about another case with Zmano Bahul, or even the case with the Truma, it could be that that's because Rabbi Yeshua holds that eating truma is like the avoda, and the avoda, when it's done b'di'evit by a non-kohen, that's okay. All right. This was a rough daf. Okay, Winston, any questions, comes to us on anything we did? Okay, let me.
Quick question. I do have a quick question. So this, the idea of Torah b'var mitzvah, I asked you before, it's an avera, it's not shogeg. You said, yes, it's still an avera. Is there any schar? Is it a mitzvah at all? Are you doing anything where there's a mitzvah in it? Like, Torah b'var mitzvah, you get any credit?
Wait, let's slow it down. Let's
that shalomim counts as a shalomim. The shalomim you brought as a Korban Pesach counts as a shalomim. So you do get a mitzvah for being shalomim.
Wait. Let's think through every case. Okay, one case we have with the lulav, where he's running around on Shabbos carrying the lulav, and he's for tumult with the mitzvah. So there he's even though he's tov b'dvar mitzvah, he's not doing a mitzvah with that. So I can't say he's doing a mitzvah with it. And the case in our Mishnah was he has an animal which is really a shlamim, and he's shechting on erev Pesach l'shem korban Pesach, but it's really a shlamim. So that's not going to be good as either korban, because the shlamim can't be brought on erev Pesach on Shabbat, and it can't be brought after the korban tamid. He's not doing a mitzvah there. Now the only case you could say, we had one where he had with the Friday child that he gave the bris to on Shabbos. So there he was tov b'dvar mitzvah, and in Achinami he did do a mitzvah. In that case, he did do a mitzvah.
Or the woman, if he's giving you bia, it might be
the Obama, right?
Yeah, with the bia, right? There he ended up doing a mitzvah, right? But
isn't it l'kayemet to give his brother progeny?
In other words,
but if she's a nita, it's not happening.
Yeah, it's Samach Levesta. I don't know.
So
it's like we assume Oreich Bezman Oba, but there's a mitzvah for him. It's true. Lahakim Lachiv Shem Bisrael. That's true, but the I assume that's the way we go. All right.
I do have one more. I'm sorry. I just have one more question. In that case, if there is a mitzvah a little bit, how is it, you know, square away with mitzvah Baba Avera? I mean, is that just something totally different?
So mitzvah baba avera is the avera comes about. In other words, the mitzvah comes about through the avera. So let me see. So with mitzvah, with the yavama, it sounds like the closest to that mitzvah baba avera. With the lulav could also be, but you see,
the lulav, also the bris.
Yeah, I have to think it through. I got to think it through. Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to call it a day. Let me end the recording.
You did a very good job with this stuff.
Okay, with this. Okay.